And once again, we welcome you back to Westgate Coliseum as Westgate Tigers sitting at 2-11 take on the St. Thomas More Cougars, coming into the game 18-5. This is the first district game for both of these teams. St. Thomas More lost non-district game, taking on Southside 44-37 on Friday night. Talking to Coach Danny Broussard, said they played a very strong man-to-man coverage, held St. Thomas More to their lowest point total. But then again, St. Thomas More's defense was pretty stout too, holding Southside just 44 points in that contest. Westgate, we were at Nish for that one, 64-51. Westgate fell at Nish, 64-51. Once again, tonight's game coverage brought to you in part by Iberia Medical Center, McDonald's, Coca-Cola of New Iberia, and the Quarter Tavern. Let's get you tonight's anticipated starting lineups for the Westgate Tigers. Head coach Oliver Winston puts Kiki Joseph, a senior, Braylon Raymond, a junior, Jabori Antoine, a freshman, Danny Lewis, a senior, and Traven Gardner, a senior, on the court to start tonight's game. And St. Thomas Morgan, led by Danny Broussard, we're expecting this to be his starting lineup. Christian Landry, a senior forward, Mason Guillory, a junior forward, Dominic Jenkins, a 6'4 senior forward, Pat Doherty, a sophomore guard, and Evan Savoie, a senior guard. Those are the expected starting five. I know Chad Jones got a lot of playing time in the game against Southside. He, as well as Mason Guillory, led all scores, not all scorers, but St. Thomas More scores with 10 points each in that game Friday night. So again, those are our starting lineups. We're still a couple of minutes away from the tip-off, and once again, I want to remind you, coming up on Tuesday, a week from today, we're going to be in Lauraville. Generette, our next game, Lauraville Generette on Tuesday at Lauraville. Again, our estimated pregame coverage beginning at and around 7 o'clock. But again, we'll, just like tonight, have to play it by ear. But again, we'll look forward to that. I just did post the broadcast schedule on our Kane 1240 Sports Facebook page and shared it on the Tesh Matters page, and it may have shown up on the Kane 1075 AM 1240 Facebook page as well if you want to check out our upcoming broadcast schedule for basketball. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Should be back just about ready for tonight's tip-off when we return after these. Stay with us on the all-new Kane 1075.
The Quarter Tavern is the premier spot for live music. This Thursday, it's Southern Jack DJs with karaoke. On Saturday, join us for cross country in the 5 o'clock shadow Sunday afternoon. Remember, never a cover at the Quarter Tavern. And 19 TVs has you covered for sports and no bar with more outdoor seating. Quarter Tavern, 910 East Main across from McDonald's, the best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 5 to 8. And on Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
This is Coach Brent Indest. Join me weekdays at 7:10 a.m. to 8:15 for Bayou Sports. We will discuss the hot topics of the day, and I look forward to taking your calls to discuss Bayou Sports. Brought to you by Action Specialties, Schwing Insurance, Hike, Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor, L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Gritic Electric, Iberia Sports and Rehab, and Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Once again, join me weekday mornings at 7:10 for Bayou Sports.
Hi, this is Larry Miller, and I want you to get the McDonald's app. It's easy to download. There's plenty of reasons. Great daily deals to save you money. You can order ahead from anywhere. Sign up for the new loyalty program, and you can earn points for free food. You can even skip the lines. Pick up the order curbside, inside, or just let them know when you get to the drive-thru. McDonald's in our app. I'm loving it.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back. About a minute away from tonight's opening tip as Westgate takes on St. Thomas More in the first district game for both of these teams. Westgate will be quickly out of district, though, again on Friday night as they host H.L. Bourgeois here. And I'm not sure, because it's a non-district game, not sure if it's doubleheader, tripleheader. But again, come support the Westgate Tigers. You know, we certainly had a great run with the football program. Let's help support these local basketball teams as well. As again, we anticipate the opening tip here in just a little bit. Westgate will be shooting to our right as we see it at the scorer's table. St. Thomas More shooting to our left. And that, of course, is in front of the opposing benches. And then they switch in the second half and shoot in front of their own benches. Westgate in their home white uniforms, purple trim, gold numerals, St. Thomas More in navy blue jerseys, white trim, and white numerals as we get set here. Once again, want to thank our sponsors, including Iberia Medical Center, McDonald's, Coca-Cola, and the Quarter Tavern. Enjoying the Coca-Cola courtside here. In girls varsity action, St. Thomas More, winner 47-28. In the JV men's game, 51-41 contest against St. Thomas More, winning that one. So again, the starting five, pretty much as I described it. Don't see any changes out there. So again, ready for the tip. As we are underway. And the tip controlled back toward Westgate, and they'll take it right to the hoop, putting it up and tipping it in, no good. So a couple of efforts failing there by Antoine. Nice effort getting to the basket, but unfortunately, and there's a three-pointer up right away as Mason Guillory comes away with the 3 points. Just underway, 3-0, and another steal. Westgate will again think about a 3-0. They come inside. Little leap and leaner by Landry, and it's quickly 5-0. Just underway here in the opening period. Have a bit of a late start, or later start, due to the pace of the other two games. Westgate back the other way, looking, working it around the perimeter. On the wing was Joseph, Kiki Joseph, and they work it back to the wing, near side. Raymond bounces it in toward the baseline. Now bringing it back outside, and an errant pass is out of bounds. Joseph tried to keep it in, but it was well out of his reach. St. Thomas More leading 5-0. We'll get it back. Heading to our left. Working his way toward the lane, Evan Savoie. Savoie brings it back outside. Another three is up, and this time no good, but Landry has the rebound, goes out of bounds, and I'm not sure who's going to get the ball. They will give it to St. Thomas More. Another three attempt. Landry puts it up, no good. Rebound, Westgate, Danny Lewis. He'll walk it up the court, gets it across, and again, almost errant pass there. I'm not sure Antoine Jabori was ready for that one. Three-pointer up by Kiki Joseph. No good. Rebound. Once again, Guillory for St. Thomas More. He brings it to Landry quickly to the baseline. Underneath, he finds an open man who puts it up in easily. Dominic Jenkins with his first bucket of the ball game for St. Thomas More. Almost 2 minutes gone, and again a turnover by Westgate trying to keep it in bounds. He gives it to a St. Thomas More player who's shooting a three. Again, that's Savoie who put up the three. No good on that one, but a tip-in is good, and it is 9-0 with 6:01 to go. Coach Winston taking a timeout. Not sure if it's a 30-second timeout, so we will definitely stay here. But again, Westgate falling down quickly, 9-0 here against St. Thomas More. Cougars intent on not being held as they were against Southside on Friday night. Again, coming out of the break, 6:01 to go in this opening period. But a quick St. Thomas More 9-0 lead. Nish led Westgate by 10 at the end of the first period, but heck, we're just 2 minutes into it tonight. Westgate will have the ball coming out of the timeout. And Danny Lewis will bring it up. Danny, a recent commitment to the LSU football program. Three-pointer is up and a little overshot by Raymond. But Westgate does control, working around the perimeter. Now Danny takes it into the paint, puts it up, no good. Rebound put back by Lewis, no good. And again, St. Thomas More finally comes away with a rebound. Chad Jones into the game, gets that job done. And now we're going to have an over-the-back call. That is probably the easiest over-the-back call to call ever. So that's a foul on Raymond, his first, the team's first. Now a shooting foul. Bring it in and underneath the basket, trying to go back. Oh, I can't believe they didn't call a travel there. But an errant pass will give it to Westgate. And again, trailing 9-0, they'll get the ball back. Again, they bring it in to Danny Lewis. He'll walk it up. Christian Landry on him. Gets it past him. Pass to Gardner. Goes to the baseline. Puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Should be. Oh, they're giving it to Westgate. Thought that was off of a Westgate player. But Westgate will get the ball back. Pretty much under their own basket. It'll be Joseph bringing it in for the Tigers. Does so to Lewis. Lewis in trouble. Finally skips it across. Pass to the other side. Rimming no good again. Raymond not finding that shot. And it's still 9-0. Bringing it up is Guillory. Guillory into the corner. A pass. No good on the shot by Michael Mouton into the ballgame for St. Thomas More. 4:50 to go. Ball out of bounds to Westgate. Again, still looking for their first points almost halfway through this first period. Getting it across Gardner. A pass intercepted by Chad Jones. And back the other way, Guillory missing on a layup. Looked like he had the lane, but he could not connect. Checking in is Derek Williams for Westgate. We did not see him Friday night at Nish, but he is back in the book tonight. And a pass and whistle stopping this one. And apparently St. Thomas More's Dominic Jenkins foul of some sort. His first, the team's first. 4:35 to go in this opening period. No scoring in the last minute and a half since that timeout was taken by Coach Winston. Another errant pass, but knocked out of bounds by St. Thomas More. He was not expecting that ball to be tossed right at him from 4 feet. So the inbound pass to Lewis, jumps up, 10-footer is good. And finally, the first bucket of the ball game, Danny Lewis for Westgate. 9-2, 4:14 to go here in the opening period. Looking for an open man, Guillory finally settles for it outside. Then Christian Landry on the far wing, now back on top. Guillory off the glass and good, his second three of the night. He's got 6 points. 3:53 left to go, 12-2 now. Westgate trailing. They get it across to Williams, and Derek finding a man cutting in the lane, but I think we got a pushing foul against St. Thomas More. Thought he called for 15, but there is no 15 on the floor. Going to run with 14. Jones picking up his first, the team's second. Getting out a shooting foul. Checking in for Westgate, Bradley Lewis. Taking a break is Danny Lewis. Williams brings it in between the circles. Gets a pass in. Back to the right side, Joseph Kiki taking it toward the baseline. Now pulls it back outside. Working around the perimeter again is Antoine. On top left it for Raymond. Now back on top to Joseph. A long three is up, no good. Rebound. Westgate had it. Derek Williams comes away with it. Loses it, though, in the paint. And St. Thomas More has it, and a foul coming up. As a push by Williams is first, the team second. Both teams with two personal fouls with 3:22 to go in this opening period. St. Thomas More's Guillory walks it up. Working toward the near wing. Now skips it right side between the circles. Gets it back. He and Savoie just playing catch. And now into the corner. A three-pointer up again is good. This one by Cuvier. Thomas Jr., 6'1". Nailed a three. His first bucket of the ball game. Joseph into the corner. Another three attempt by Westgate. No good. I believe that was Antoine Raymond shooting that one. Guillory back quickly. Almost lost the dribble. Slows it back down. Now taking it. Savoie into the paint. But a pass by him goes out of bounds. Intended for Jenkins. But he couldn't handle the pass. And Westgate will get the ball back. Trailing by 13 with 2:38 to go. 15-2 our score. Kiki Joseph slowly walking it up. A little backcourt pressure, but he gets it ahead. And now between the circles, having trouble trying to penetrate. Now tipped. Savoie steals it and takes it half court and lays it up good. His first bucket of the ball game. 2:13 to go here in this opening period. 17-2. Tigers struggling tonight. On top, Williams takes it into the paint, loses it, got it back, and then gives it up to Lewis. Bradley puts it up, no good on his shot, and now back the other way. Guillory for St. Thomas More, going coast to coast, lays it up off the glass and good. 8-point night now for Mason, had 10 against Southside, leading St. Thomas More scorers. We'll put a little bit of that into perspective with 8 already here with a minute 38 to go in this opening period. Joseph, another long three attempt off the back iron, no good. The rebound is waved off, the putback by. Got a foul on Pat Doherty, who entered the ball game. His first, the team's third. This one may be a shooting foul. Nope, not a shooting foul as it turns out. Joseph to bring it in for the Tigers. Gets it back near wing in front of the St. Thomas More bench. Finds a man underneath. And then finally, it is Lewis, Bradley Lewis, who puts it in. But apparently, they waved off the shot. Joseph coming out of the game. Not sure what I went in. I guess they said it went out of bounds before he put the basket up. There's a three-pointer up again. No good on the shot of Raymond, but Westgate does get it back. They bring it back outside. A long three by Antoine, about a 26-footer. Now another three in the far corner by Westgate. No good, and finally controlled by Hayes Regard. I thought I saw the chief nut officer in the stands, J.D. Regard. May just be a connection there. Of course, talking about King River Pecan Company downtown. Westgate, I guess St. Thomas More, excuse me, traveled, or is that a foul? No, it's a charge. Landry picks up a charge. His first, the team is fourth. So 48.9 seconds to go. Slowly walking it up. Skipping it across, thought I was going to get one in the face, but I'm glad Derek Williams had the height to reel that one in. We've got a jump ball. Possession arrow favoring St. Thomas More, I believe. 37.3 seconds left. Savoie running the point right now for St. Thomas More. Between the circles, looking for a little help. Skips it near side to Regard. Regard listed as a 6'3 sophomore. Working it around the perimeter. Savoie, far wing. Right wing as they see it. sideline trouble, bounces it inside, broken up by Westgate. Westgate controlling, but can they keep it in bounds? And they do not, I don't think, unless he got a timeout called. I'm not sure he was in a position to do that. Yeah, it's going to be St. Thomas Moore basketball. 6.3 seconds to go, 19-2. And again, just 6.3 seconds left in this opening period. Checking on the game, Nicholas Beckwith. And checking in again, Pat Doherty. And a travel called on St. Thomas Moore. Westgate will get the ball back with 2.7 seconds to go. Not a lot of time to work it in this period. They don't even attempt to get a shot out. Well, they do eventually. Hits the roof, and that's the end of the first period. 19-2 the score at the end of the first. We'll take a timeout. Back in 60 seconds on the all-new Kane 107.5.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. This Thursday, it's Southern Jack DJs with karaoke. On Saturday, join us for cross country and the 5 o'clock shadow Sunday afternoon. Remember, never a cover at the Corner Tavern. And 19 TVs has you covered for sports and no bar with more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main across from McDonald's, the best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 5 to 8. And on Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back. Blanc Bayrard, our studio engineer, Jeff Boggs courtside, 19-2. Westgate will have the ball to begin the second period, but trailing by a bunch. Danny Lewis back into the ball game, and an errant pass will give the ball back to St. Thomas Moore. Leading scorer in the game, Mason Guillory with 8. 3 for Cuvion, 2 each for Savoie, Jenkins, and Landry for St. Thomas Moore. And Danny Lewis, the only one with a bucket for Westgate at this point. Just underway in the second period. Working it between the circles. Guillory trying to make a pass inside. Now we've got a reach in foul against Westgate's Jabari Antoine. His first, the team's third. On a shooting foul. We haven't had anyone at the free throw line yet tonight. Christian Landry, a pass broken up by Lewis, but still controlled by St. Thomas Moore. Working it along the baseline near side. Three-pointer up. Guillory is rattling, no good. Lewis, Danny Lewis with the rebound. He'll bring it up. And now sits between the circles, tries to penetrate the arc. And eventually works it into the paint. Actually, that was Gardner in the paint. Joseph goes up. He's rejected. Danny Lewis came away with the ball, but it is a jump ball. And Westgate gives it back up to St. Thomas Moore. 7:05 to go in this first half. And 4 8-minute quarters in varsity basketball. Savoie walking it up for St. Thomas Moore. Takes it into the paint. Goes back outside. But nobody is there to receive his pass in front of the Westgate bench. So they'll give it back to Westgate. Gardner to bring it in. Draven, the senior, gives it to Lewis on the inbounds. He slowly walks it up. Landry on him. Still in trouble. About 10 seconds. There you go. Finally gets it ahead. Now a three-pointer is up, and that one's good. And was Antoine finally finding a shot. His first bucket of the ball game with 6:30 to go in this half. And to the right side, and fouled was Pat Doherty. Falling out of bounds, and he's maybe going to the free throw line this time. Gardner picks up his first, the team's fourth. And these will be the first free throws of the night coming up. Her shot is up and a little short. That's the front of the iron. Bounces back. We remain 19-4 with 6:26 to go. Second shot, again by Pat Doherty. Is up and again. Pretty much hit the same spot on the rim. Now we've got another foul against Gardner on the rebound. This will not be a shooting foul, but it is the fifth for Westgate. 6:24 to go. It looks like they are lining up on the blocks. I can't imagine. No. Just coincidence that it looked like they're on the blocks. Pass inbound and they'll work it around the perimeter. Savoy gets it back after bringing the ball in. Landry now for three. Far corner. Christian missing on that shot. That rimmed in and out. Westgate will bring it back the other way. 19-4 they trail. Three-pointer is set for it, but he opted not to take it. Now they work it around the perimeter. Joseph on the far wing gets it to the baseline. Gardner makes a move, goes up, off the glass, and good. Gardner with his first bucket of the ball game. 19-7, I would imagine the score should be. Scoreboard showing six, unless the three-pointer I thought Antoine hit was only a two. That may be possible. 5:45 to go, 19-6. I'll correct that now. 5:40 left here in the first half. Westgate gets it across. Gardner into the corner to Joseph. Kiki tried to get it back to him along the baseline. It was tipped, but he did get control. And now a whistle against, apparently it was out of bounds. St. Thomas More getting the ball back. Savoy again slowly walking it up. Mason Guillory getting set to check back in for St. Thomas More. No leading scorer, but so far they've been shut out here in the second period. And there's the layup. That will end that. Pouliot now with 5 points in the ballgame. 21-6. Danny Lewis on top. Looking, and he finds Joseph and gives it to Gardner underneath. Gardner, hook shot, no good. Danny Lewis put back, no good. Again, Danny gets it, and off the glass this time. It's finally good. He's got 4 points tonight. 4:50 to go in the first half, 21-8. Westgate trailing. St. Thomas More brings it back. Again, Landry in the far corner. Now works it around the perimeter. Actually, Cuvion to Landry, and Landry back to Cuvion. Both look similar, wearing 0 and 1. There's going to be a backcourt violation for St. Thomas More. Chad Jones did an admirable job chasing down that errant pass, but it went over the timeline. So Westgate's going to get it back at midcourt, far side. 21-8, again with 4:31 to go. Danny Lewis gets the inbound pass, quickly passes it, and a kick out of bounds by St. Thomas More. Inadvertent. It'll be out of bounds back to Westgate. ...21-8 again, with 4:27 to go here in the first half. Joseph bringing it in front of the St. Thomas More bench. Goes so to Williams, and now a long three by Antoine, no good off the back iron. Christian Landry has the rebound for St. Thomas More. Left side and into the corner. Working it, and again this is going to be Guillory going out and then back into the paint. He has a pass get away from him, and Westgate, I believe, to get the ball back. Pat Doherty checks back in for St. Thomas More. He, Guillory, Cuvion into the ball game. Also, Manuel Willis has checked in. There's a three-pointer up by Guillory. Near corner, good. And it's 24-8 with 3:54 to go here in the second period. Danny Lewis fouled, as it turns out. Cuvion is first. I got that as the team's fifth. But I'm not sure the scoreboard and I are in complete agreement there. They've got it as their fourth. guess I was wrong about particularly. I don't know how I marked a foul that didn't happen. Sometimes you forget to mark one that did happen. But Westgate will get the ball out of bounds midcourt. Gardner checking out. Back in is Bradley Lewis, senior. Joseph bringing it in, skipping it all the way across court. Now Antoine, about an 18-footer, maybe a 16-footer good. He's got 4 points tonight. 24-10, Westgate trailing, 3:36 to go. And nice job cutting in the lane is Mutaw. Gets a nice pass, I want to say, from Chad Jones. But cutting in the lane, well received pass and execution. And St. Thomas More, another steal. Ahead, they get it to Christian Leonard. Misses on the layup, though. Rebound goes out of bounds to St. Thomas More off of Westgate clear. 3:15 left to go here in this second period. 26-10, St. Thomas More. Landry will bring it in. Christian between the circles, gets it to Giller, and a push by Joseph. His first, the team's sixth. They will be in the bonus with the next foul. St. Thomas More, if they are fouled, will be in the bonus. 3:10 to go in the half, 26-10 the score. Gilleray takes it right side, brings it back outside. Shot up by Jones is good, and it was a three. It's his first bucket of the ball game. Sophomore had 10 points against Southside Friday night. 29-10 the score. Underneath alone is Bradley Lewis, and he is taken out. It's going to be Doherty picking up his second, team sixth. Okay, now we're on the same page with fouls, I think. Six apiece. This is going to be a shooting foul, so Lewis will go to the line to shoot two. On the first one. No, I'm sorry. I thought he shot, but they were just knocking the net, untangling it. There's the first, is up and no good. Checking in for Westgate is Cam Callaghan. He's going to give Joseph a break. And Peyton Pratt getting set to check in for St. Thomas More. Second free throw no good as well. Gillery with the rebound back the other way. Into the corner, now working it on top. Gillery takes it into the paint, puts it up off the glass. No good. Rebound Westgate's Eric Williams. He brings it back the other way. Now a three-pointer up by Danny Lewis is good. He's got 7 points tonight. 2:25 to go. 29-13, the Tigers trailing. Have all game. 9-0 at one point. Working it around the perimeter. And far side again for three. It is good by Mutaw. The second bucket of the night, 5 points. 2 minutes left in the first half. 32-13. Then we started at about 10:15 after 8 o'clock tonight, a little later than normal. Shot up. Little 10-footer, no good by Williams. Now back the other way. St. Thomas More running and gunning here. Shot up, no good by Mutaw in the paint. Out of bounds to Westgate. Gardner checking back in for the Tigers. He's going to come in, and let's see who's taking a break. In fact, it's going to be Williams. And now checking back in is Roylen Raymond for Danny Lewis. Minute 40 left in the half. Antoine gets the inbound pass. Jabori, freshman. And now knocked out of bounds off of Westgate on the far side, midcourt. St. Thomas More gets it back with about a minute and a half to go in the half. As mentioned, Peyton Pratt, a junior, into the ball game now. Now a three-pointer from Christian Landry toward the far wing. No good. Westgate's Gardner gets the rebound, gives it to Antoine. run the point. Near side, three-pointers up. Rattle and good. That one by Callaghan. His first bucket of the ball game. And it's six to go in the half. St. Thomas More working it around the perimeter into the corner. Near wing on top. Taking it inside. And Christian Landry receives a pass, but they're called traveling on the play. Oh, no, a foul, in fact. It's a foul by Mutaw. Who's first? The team's seventh. It's not a player control foul. I would think it would be free throws. But I guess they're saying a charge. So no free throw, no bonus. Now they will. You got to think it's either on zero or two. Are they calling it jump ball? They're calling it jump ball. Westgate got it on the arrow. And trying to get it inbounds, tipped and into the scorer's table. 47 seconds to go. St. Thomas More scorebook keeper. Not sure if it got her, if she was able to dodge that one. Pass underneath to Bradley Lewis is out of bounds, and it'll be St. Thomas More ball with 38.7 seconds to go. And St. Thomas More sending in three sets of fresh legs. Guillory back in, as is Jones. And I want to say his regard checked back in as well. Savoie bringing it up. And in the point, he's double team, tries to get it away, does to Guillory. 23 seconds left. Now along the baseline, a travel. And again, when it's that clear to me that a player traveled, you know the player traveled. 20.7 seconds to go. Westgate sending in a few fresh legs as well. 32-16. It has been worse than this. But looking at a rough halftime score here. Now for three, far corner, high arching shot. Raymond, his first bucket of the ball game. Braylon, the junior, makes it 32-19, 6 seconds to go. Guillory finds Mutaw, and he misses on a Pratt. That was Pratt who missed on that three-point attempt at the buzzer. 32-19, the score. 32-19 at the end of the first half. We'll take a timeout, give you some first half stats and more coming up after a 2-minute timeout. Again, Westgate trailing 32-19 at the half. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Larry Miller, owner of your local McDonald's restaurants. What's new at McDonald's? McDelivery is. Delivery brings delicious food to everyone, where you want it, when you want it. Depending on where you are, we have a delivery partner like DoorDash, Uber Eats, Grubhub, Postmates, or Waiter. Check in on their apps, pick the local McDonald's, and they'll bring it right to your door. McDonald's and delivery, I'm loving it.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Hi, this is Boxcar Bajero inviting you to join me and PGA golf professional Teddy Sliman for Chip Shots. Mondays from 5 to 6 p.m., we'll take an in-depth look at the local, state, and national golf scenes. And we invite you to chip in with your calls at 367-1240.
Chip Shots is sponsored by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company, GolfBalls.com, and our local golf clubs, Eagle Ridge, Cane Row, and Sugar Oaks.
So let's make it tea time for 5 p.m. on Mondays for Chip Shots on Kane. Stream us live on Kane1240.com and catch the podcast the next day.
Now back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back on the all-new Kane 107.5. Again, Blanc Berard back at the studio. Jeff courtside, halftime, 32-19, Westgate trailing. It's been a rough night for Westgate basketball tonight. Boys JV lost 51-41, and the girls varsity lost 47-28, and now the men's varsity trailing St. Thomas More 32-19. Taking a look at the first half scoring. That's my scoring mistake. My numbers weren't adding up, and now I found my error. Taking a look first at St. Thomas More leading with 32 points. Their leading scorer, Mason Guillory, with 11, including 3 3-point buckets. Christian Landry, 4 points tonight. Thomas Kuvion, 5 points, including a 3-pointer. Mutaw, same thing, 5 points, including a 3-pointer. Chad Jones has a 3-pointer for his 3 points. Dominic Jenkins and Evan Savoy, each with 2 points. And then Pat Doherty's in the book, but 0 of 2 from the free throw line, no points. So for the Westgate Tigers, their leading scorer, Danny Lewis, has 7, including 1 3-point bucket. And we had a couple of threes from Braylon Raymond and Cam Callaghan. Their only points of the night. 4-point night for Jabori Antoine, a couple of field goals. Travon Gardner with a field goal for his 2 points. Bradley Lewis, no points, but 0 of 2 from the free throw line. So, again, 19-2 at the end of the first period. Westgate outscores St. Thomas More in the second, 17-13. Still have some ground to make up, but certainly an improved second period for the Tigers. Once again, they will host H.L. Bourgeois Friday night here at Westgate Coliseum. And St. Thomas More, they're playing Thursday night. They're going to be on the road against Turling. I believe it's a road game. No, actually, I think it is a home game. The way I wrote this, I'm guessing it's a home game for St. Thomas More on Thursday night. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Another look ahead to the second half when we return after these on Kane. Stay with us.
From the Kane Radio Weather Desk for tonight, we'll see a partly cloudy evening with a low of 56. Wednesday, we have a 20% chance of showers after noon. It'll be partly sunny with a high of 75. On Wednesday night, showers are likely mainly after the midnight hour, mostly cloudy with a low of 43 in the morning. Chance of rain is 70%. On Thursday, there's a 50-50 shot for showers, cloudy skies, and a high of 57. Thursday night, showers mainly before midnight, cloudy skies, low around 31. I'm Nick Rice on Kane 107.5.
Live local talk. It's Tesh Matters on the voice of the Tesh. New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show.
Well, Kane Radio has been, and Jeff Boggs and Tesh, the Tesh Matters show has been such a wonderful partner of ours for so many years, and it's just really an opportunity for us to get out and let folks know what's going on. And so thank you for all that you do.
Tesh Matters, 10 till 1 on Kane Radio, AM 1240. Now you're tuned in to what's happening.
This is Coach Brent Indest. Join me weekdays at 7:10 a.m. to 8:15 for Bayou Sports. We will discuss the hot topics of the day, and I look forward to taking your calls to discuss Bayou Sports. Brought to you by Action Specialties, Schwing Insurance, Hike, Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor, L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports, Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Gritic Electric, Iberia Sports and Rehab, and Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Once again, join me weekday mornings at 7:10 for Bayou Sports.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Louisiana.
This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And once again, we welcome you back to Westgate Coliseum. Still a few minutes away from the second half, beginning 32-19, Westgate trailing St. Thomas More. St. Thomas More came into the game 18-5. 2-11 for Westgate. Struggling to start the season after an impressive football season. And many, I would say, 80% of this roster played football. And I know some of the football players chose not to play basketball this year, so that had played in the past, and I think all that is having some effect on this early start. But trust Coach Winston to get the most out of these players as the season goes forward. And again, this is just the first district game of the year, although as we mentioned, they'll be out of district on Friday night when they host HL Bourgeois. Once again, I want to thank our sponsors, including Iberia Medical Center, the locally owned and operated McDonald's restaurants, Coca-Cola, New Iberia, Lafayette offices, and the Quarter Tavern. Again, appreciate their support of high school sports here on Kane. I'd like to join the Quarter Tavern for karaoke Thursday night. Weather permitting, the band's outside. Saturday, cross country to be there, and Sunday afternoon, the 5 o'clock shadows. Again, weather permitting on some of those, with the bands playing outside. But always a good place to watch sports. 18 TVs has you covered for the NFL playoffs. Pelicans, Blackhawks, all available there at the QT. So again, at the half, 32-19. As I mentioned earlier, our next high school basketball broadcast will be a week from tonight. Lorville taking on Generette. And we encourage you to check out the Facebook pages, Kane 1240 Sports. Tesh Matters page shared that. If you want to see our scheduled broadcast schedule, it's always subject to change. Sometimes things come up. But for the most part, it is there for you. But again, we'll be in Lorville a week from tonight as they take on Generette. First of a couple of games I'm going to do there in Lorville. A little later on in the season, Lorville playing Catholic High in Lorville. But here at Westgate Coliseum, the Tigers will try and keep the ship going. What they had in the second period, again, outscoring St. Thomas More 17-13 in the second period. But unfortunately, they were down 19-2 to begin that second period. Buzzer sounds to get teams back to their respective bench. In this second half, Westgate will be shooting to our left in front of their own bench, and St. Thomas More will turn around and shoot to our right, again in front of their bench. Always a pleasure to see head coach Danny Broussard. Wish his team was not dominating tonight, but Danny Broussard and I go way back. His brother was basketball coach at Nicholls State, and I was doing Nicholls State sports back in the middle to late 90s. When I started doing high school basketball, covering mainly South Lafourche High School, we made many trips to the Sunkist Shootout at St. Thomas More, their annual tournament between Christmas and New Year's. I've been knowing Coach Broussard for the better part of three decades. So here we go. St. Thomas More with the ball to begin this second half. Third period, an errant pass, unforced error. Pass intended for Jenkins goes out of bounds, and Westgate will get the ball back. Just underway here in the second half. Again, 8-minute periods, 7:40 left in this one. Into Danny Lewis, he'll take it into the paint, puts up a left-handed shot, as he is left-handed. About an 8-footer in the paint. And he got his first bucket in the second half, 9-point night so far for Danny Lewis. St. Thomas More working it around the perimeter. On top, though, Guillory right now being heavily guarded by Raymond. Now on top, Christian Landry trying to take it inside. Big man goes up, hooks it off the glass, and good. He's got 6 tonight. Minute gone here in this period. And Westgate almost stole a pass, but Samwa saves it. Gets it ahead to Pat Doherty, who is fouled. Third foul for Gardner. First team foul in this half. Not a shooting foul. Checking in, I assume, for Gardner is Derek Williams. That is the case. A little more than a minute gone here in this third period. Savoy to bring it in for, and quickly into Landry, who nails a three in the far corner. Well, a 9-point night quickly for him. Westgate moving it to our left, three-pointer up. That one rattles no good by Raymond. Rebound to Landry for St. Thomas More. Now he travels with the ball. 6:36 to go, 37-21. Westgate trailing. Westgate will bring it in, and does so to Antoine. Antoine, a tip pass, but Lewis is able to handle it. Danny from the free throw line puts it up. A little bit short, rebound by Jenkins. That's back the other way for St. Thomas More. Guillory brings it up, going coast to coast to the baseline. Dumps it left side to Jenkins and eventually goes out of bounds. And it looks like they're going to give it to Westgate. 6:17 to go here in this third period, 37-21. Back and forth between the circles in the backcourt as they finally bring it up. Antoine to Joseph, a long three, about a 26-footer, no good. Rebound, St. Thomas More. Christian Landry to Savoy. Savoy walks it up, sets up the offense, takes it into the paint, dumps it right side. As we see it, now back outside. Guillory for three, good. That's his fourth of the night, 14-point night for Mason Guillory, a junior. 5:40 left in this third. Westgate again gets it out of the backcourt. A little bit of pressure there. Nothing serious. And now the ball loose on the ground. Westgate does come away with it. Comes loose again. Joseph has to chase it down. Now we've got a reaching foul coming up against Savoy. Savoy, his first. Team's first in the second half. Game brings it in at half court in front of the scorer's table. And promptly have an errant pass, or was that tipped out? It was tipped out, and they'll get it back cross court. Antoine calls out the play. Working to the far corner. Joseph thought about a three, finds Lewis underneath, and he puts it in from about 3 feet up front. 11-point night now for Danny Lewis, their leading scorer. 5 minutes to go here in the third. Driving the baseline, putting it up, no good, but a foul coming up on Lewis. Danny's first. Team's second here in the second half. 40-23 the score. They're going to call this one a shooting foul. Manuel Willis to go to the line. Puts it up. Good. That is our first successful free throw of the night. Prior to that, both teams were 0-2 from the free throw line. Willis, a sophomore guard, although most of these players were listed as either a forward, both a forward and a guard. Second one is up and good. 42-23. Now the score. Westgate gets it out across the timeline. Danny Lewis, he slows it back down. Antoine trying to work around a St. Thomas More double team. Gets onto the ground and passes off to St. Thomas More, not finding a player before he got called for traveling. Quick trip down, St. Thomas More misses, and the rebound Westgate back the other way. Joseph for three, Kiki, good from the far corner. Hard to believe that is his first bucket of the ball game. 4:18 to go here in this third period. Willis between the circles, steps into the arc, into the paint, puts it up and good from about 12 feet. Quickly has 4 points on the night. Halfway through the third, 44-26 now. Pass across, Antoine brings it in to the paint, puts it up, a little leap and leaner, good. He's got 6 points tonight. Cougars with a little pressure in the backcourt. Guillory finally gets it across the timeline. Now tries to make a move into the paint, goes up, off the glass, no good. Rebound, Danny Lewis back the other way for Westgate. He goes all the way, puts it up, he is rejected. They're going to call a foul, though, against St. Thomas More. He'll be going to the line to shoot two. And Willis, the foul. Want to do a reference to, what you talking about, Willis? For some reason, I feel that would be inappropriate. Danny Lewis to the free throw line. First is short. It's the front of the iron and bounces back. .44-28, 3:27 to go. Danny's second shot is coming up and no. Yeah, that one's good. That one's solid. 44-29 now. Westgate 1 of 4 from the free throw line. Now St. Thomas More 2 of 4. Back in. Willis gets a pass in from Doherty. Now gives it back to Doherty. Right side of the lane. Goes up off the glass and good. I didn't think that one was going to fall for him, but eventually it did. That's his first bucket of the ball game. He had been 0 of 2 from the free throw line, but no points. Back now, shooting a three near side is Callaghan, no good. It's a near side, it's the far corner. Back the other way quickly, St. Thomas More. And a baseline shot off the glass is good. And a foul on Antoine. Cookie. But again, the basket is good. Cuvion will attempt a three-point play, sitting on 7 points, looking for his eighth. 2:55 to go. Shot is up and off to the left. No good. 48-29. The score holds. St. Thomas More on top. Westgate gets it across the timeline. Joseph in the near corner, passing it off. Now back between the circles, back and forth between the two, and now driving Antoine. And I think we're going to get either a blocking foul. Nope. It is a charge against Antoine. His third, the team's third. Shot was good. Now Antoine takes a break with three fouls. 2:34 to go. A little perspiration on the court. Danny Broussard playing the towel boy. Coach Winston gets a kick out of that. Bring it in, and a bounce pass intended for Savoy gets away from Doherty. Back the other way for Westgate. 2:25 to go in this third period, 48-29. Joseph started to make a move inside, then dumps it back outside, right side to Derek Williams. And they throw it back over there. Joseph now drives the baseline, puts it up and good. Joseph now with 5 points in the ball game with 2:06 to go. 48-31 the score. Been pretty even since the end of the first period, but unfortunately such a big lead for St. Thomas More at the end of the first period. I have a stoppage, apparently a timeout taken. 48-31, a 30-second timeout. I think it was by St. Thomas More. Each team with three fulls and a 30. That is what I witnessed. Yeah, must have been. Coach Winston thought he traveled before they called the timeout, but apparently not the case. St. Thomas, well, at least according to the official. Minute 58 to go, 48-31, St. Thomas More on top. Again, they led 19-2 at the end of the first period, but it's been even since. Of course, St. Thomas More could afford to maybe work a few other players in with that early big lead. I'm not suggesting that's why Westgate has played even with them since. Just looking at straight statistics here. Doherty to bring it in, into the backcourt to Guillory. Guillory gets it across. Now looking for a little help. Savoy helps him out on the near wing. Goes back on top. Left side to Christian Landry on the wing. Now on top, Savoy looking to penetrate. Goes back outside. Guillory, he'll penetrate. Goes up. He is denied. And he's going to draw a foul and go to the line to shoot two. See who the Westgate penalty's on. Apparently it is Callaghan. His first, the team's fourth. Actually, the scoreboard shows five. I may have missed one. Guillory to shoot two. With a minute 38 to go. First is up and good. Second shot, and he's their leading scorer. 15 points, looking for number 16 here. It is up and nails it. Minute and a half here in this third period. 50 to 31. St. Thomas More continuing to keep their lead right around this number, 16 to 18. Pass tip. Westgate, though, gets it back. Joseph for three, no good on that one, and it stays in bounds. Nice effort by Callaghan to keep it in. Joseph back to Callaghan for three on the near corner, no good. Rebound tip to Guillory, and St. Thomas More takes it back the other way. Guillory will walk it up. Junior finds Jenkins to the right. A nice bounce pass into Doherty, who makes the easy bucket after the nice feed from Jenkins. St. Thomas More up by 20 now with 45 seconds left in the third period. Joseph brings it up for the Tigers to the baseline, back outside, working around the perimeter. Now back to the near wing. Joseph has been shooting threes from there, hasn't been real successful. But now back out on top, and fourth three, good. Callaghan is second tray of the night. 22 seconds left. St. Thomas More leading 52 to 34. Guillory brings it up. They don't seem like they're looking to set up for the final shot. Now Savoy is now slowing it down a little bit at the center circle. Down to 6 seconds. And Savoy now double teamed in trouble. Does get a pass off and a jumper from the 3-point line. No good as the third period ends. 52 to 34 the score. We'll take a timeout back in 60 seconds on the all-new Kane 107.5. Stay with us.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. This Thursday, it's Southern Jack DJs with karaoke. On Saturday, join us for cross country in the 5 o'clock shadow Sunday afternoon. Remember, never a cover at the Corner Tavern. And 19 TVs has you covered for sports and no bar with more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main across from McDonald's, the best drink prices in DeBary. New Iberia's happiest hours, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 5 to 8. And on Thursdays, 3 to 6, most drinks half price during happy hour.
Hey, have you heard about the new crispy chicken at McDonald's? It's a southern fried chicken fillet, crinkle-cut pickles, a moist golden brown potato roll. You can even add lettuce and tomato if you like. And for those who like it spicy, you can add our new spicy pepper sauce. Want to skip the lines? Get the McDonald's app, use our curbside service, or have it delivered to your door with one of our delivery partners. McDonald's and our new crispy chicken, I'm loving it.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we welcome you back. This quarter change brought to you by the Quarter Tavern. Again, the fourth period. Westgate trailing 52-34. That's St. Thomas More with the ball to begin this fourth period. That's based simply on the possession arrow. In trouble, finally a pass and taking it inside. Mouton loses the ball. Westgate will take it back the other way. Nice work by Danny Lewis. Behind the back goes up. He is fouled. He'll head to the free throw line to shoot two. Let's see who the penalty is on. Peyton Pratt is first, which is the team's third. Danny Lewis back to the free throw line where he is one of two tonight. 12-point night. Shot is up. No good. It's the same last time I was at the line. A little short on it. That one had a little better roll for him but did not fall in. Here's his second. And he's true on that one as he was the first time for the line. 13-point night for Danny Lewis so far. In trouble is Jones. Chad Jones finally does find somebody, and pass broken up by Callaghan goes out of bounds back to St. Thomas More. 7:20 left to go. 7:22 actually. Back stop, pass into Willis. He gets it back to the corner, gets it back between the circles. And Mouton on that far side now. Near side as Hicken Pratt gets it underneath and to Mouton, who puts it up easily from just left of the basket as we see it. Minute gone in this period. Three-pointer up. Again, a little bit short by Callaghan. Rebound back the other way. Willis. And bring it up for St. Thomas More. Left side, he takes it in and passes it instead to Jones. Jones works it around. Mouton back with it on top. Pratt on top, back to the near wing. And Kubion for three, no good. Rebound Westgate. Tigers back the other way. Sam. Durante Sam, who is into the ball game. First time that I recall him being in there. At least having the basketball. And a timeout taken by Westgate. A full timeout. We'll take a break back in 60 seconds on the all-new Kane 107. 5-54-34-35. St. Thomas More leading with 6:17 to go in the ballgame. Stay with us.
From the Kane Radio Weather Desk, for tonight, we'll see a partly cloudy evening with a low of 56. Wednesday, we have a 20% chance of showers afternoon. It'll be partly sunny with a high of 75. On Wednesday night, showers are likely mainly after the midnight hour, mostly cloudy with a low of 43 in the morning. Chance of rain is 70%. On Thursday, there's a 50-50 shot for showers, cloudy skies, and a high of 57. Thursday night, showers mainly before midnight, cloudy skies, low around 31. I'm Nick Rice on Kane 107.5.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can feel debilitating, keeping you from activities you love. So if it's time to take control of your joint pain, consider a surgeon who works with Mako. Mako technology helps doctors plan your joint replacement and perform your surgery using a robotic arm.
Iberia Medical Center now offers Mako. Learn more at imcmako.com.
All surgery carries risks. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
On the timeout, Westgate with the basketball stolen by Willis for St. Thomas More. Goes into the paint and travels with it. There was some contact, but I'm pretty sure he traveled before that contact. But then again, I could be wrong. It's going to be double deuce. Durante Sam, the freshman, who picks up his first. Team sixth. And St. Thomas More, not a shooting foul, apparently. Working it around the perimeter. Now right side. Kubion takes it to the baseline, puts it up, no good. Rebound Westgate. That'll be Callaghan, who gets it ahead to Joseph. Joseph, leap and leaner, blocked. But a foul coming up. St. Thomas More. That again is Pratt picking up his second, team's fourth. Will be a shooting foul, though. Joseph.
Cookie. If he can't go back in, he got five fouls. No, he has five. No, he has five. The last three fouls in the last party was the right foul.
Missing on the first one. Second shot coming. For Joseph. Sitting on 5 points, and there is the sixth. So one of two from the line there. 54-37, back to a 17-point lead. As mentioned before, the score differential at the end of the first period. 5:37 to go Christian Landry attempted to drive the lane, now goes back outside, gets it back on the wing. He shoots a three, no good on the shot. Westgate back the other way. Halligan brings it up to Joseph, far side, near the wing. Goes to the corner with it, pass, and then back on top, working around Sam. Baseline to Danny Lewis. He goes up off the glass, no good. Rebound, St. Thomas Moore. That's Jenkins, and he finally is able to box out and get the ball to Guillory. 5 minutes to go. Guillory taking it to a wide open lane, lays it up and good. 18-point night now for him, leading scorer in the ball game. Joseph brings it up between the circles, straight up on top. Gives it off right side to Callaghan, lays it in for Lewis, right of the key, puts it up, no good. In that high post area. Now a stop opportunity, and Guillory brings it right back for St. Thomas Moore. Now a hook by Danny Lewis. His second, the team's seventh. Couple players getting set to check in for Westgate with 4:28 to go, 56-37. I'm going to wait for this first free throw. Landry heads to the line. So again, waiting for players to get set. And again, Landry with 9 points. Puts the first one up, good. 57-37 now. Second shot coming. And that one is no good off the back iron. Rebound by Callaghan. Not a lot of playing time in the second half. Far side, some foul trouble. Joseph for three, no good from the far corner. Overshoots the hoop. Pass tipped out of bounds. To Westgate. It's again Tuesday, a week from tonight. Mooreville Generette. Some 7-2A basketball for you here on Kane. Three-pointer up, no good off the back iron from Antoine. Back in the game, Savoie brings it up. Running the point, takes it on top, now slows it down. Almost an errant pass, but I think the official was there to kind of keep it in bounds. St. Thomas Moore controls. Working around. There's a pass stolen. Joseph, an easy path to the basket, and he lays it up in. Good. Steal and a score. 8-point night now for Kiki Joseph. 4 minutes remaining in the game. Savoie for St. Thomas Moore on the far wing. Leaves it for Guillory between the circles. Takes it on top. Little leap and leaner. No good. Landry tried to keep it in bounds, but out of bounds to Westgate. I use the term between the circles. I'm talking about the circle of the key and then the center circle. In case somebody was wondering what I'm referencing there. There we go. Pass tipped into Danny Lewis. He tries to go up and underneath. We're going to get a foul. And it's going to be against Chad Jones. I've got that as his second, the team's fifth. And Danny Lewis back at the free throw line to shoot another two. He has missed, well, there we go. I was about to say he's missed the first on his two other trips and then made the second, but he makes the first here. 58-40, 3:37 to go. Second shot is up. Southpaw is true again. He's nailed four of his last five, 4 of 6 overall. Quickly ahead, nice transitional pass. Reverse layup is no good, but the putback by Nicholas Beckwith is his first bucket of the ball game. 6'2", junior. Got a few fresh faces in here. Number 15 as well. That was Beckwith we talked about. Michael Mutaw gets it ahead again on the transition to Regard, and Hayes Regard puts the bucket in. The basket in the bucket. 3 minutes left. 20-point lead. St. Thomas Moore near corner. Thought about the three, but instead Callaghan brings it back between the circles. Right side, they kick it to Joseph for a long three off the back iron. No good. Rebound St. Thomas Moore. Once again, that's Beckwith. And he gets it ahead. Pass back to number 12, Mouton. Left of the basket. Easy to put it in after the nice pass on the transition. 63-41. Looks like a line change coming up for the Cougars. A bunch of fresh legs coming into the game. A three-pointer is up by Joseph. And maybe a little too little and a little too late. 63-44 with 2:17 to go. Double team, and now they're going to start sending them to the line. Foul is not a shooting foul. Hold it. I can't believe they're giving the ball to Westgate. Maybe it was a 5 second. I can't imagine that wasn't a foul. Anyway, Westgate with the ball. Little jump shot, about an 8 footer, good for Derek Williams, his first bucket of the ball game. A minute 54 to go, and a whole bunch of fresh legs in for St. Thomas Moore. Pratt had been in the game, but he remains. Also, Anthony Angel entered the game, and a nice pass by him to Sam Judies, who gets his first bucket of the ball game. Minute 35 to go. 65-46, a three-pointer up by Callaghan is no good off the back iron. Rebound Joseph, and Joseph looking for some help underneath, throws it out of bounds off a St. Thomas Moore player. A minute 23 to go, 65-46. For folks traveling on Jefferson Island Road, keep in mind as this game exits, may have some traffic. Three-pointer up and good by Joseph. So be careful if you're traveling in and around Westgate over the next 10 to 15 minutes. In the backcourt, a little pressure and a push called against Westgate. We throw up a number. I guess that was 12. Callaghan second. Should be bonus time. No, they called that against St. Thomas Moore. Excuse me. Now a three-pointer up. Again, it is no good. Close by Antoine. St. Thomas Moore with the rebound. 52 seconds left. They push it ahead. Number 10 in there. Logan Simon. First time we've called his name today. And a double dribble by St. Thomas Moore's Antoine Angel. We'll give it back to Westgate with 42 seconds left. 16-point lead. Westgate with the ball. Joseph again launches a long three from the far wing. Rebound by Westgate and a foul. Two on two. Derek Williams fouling Peyton Pratt. That should be a one-and-one opportunity. Indeed, Pratt will go to the free throw line looking for his first point of the night. Junior, 31.2 seconds to go. After the game, after a short timeout, a short post-game show, stay with us for that. Shot is up and good. So he'll get the bonus. And his first point of the night. Not second shot coming. Only Westgate players on the blocks for that one. No good. Westgate comes away with it. 25 seconds to go. Skipping it across. And now underneath they find a man. That was Derek Williams. And he is fouled. And he'll go to the line. 33 wanted to take credit for it. But he looked like he threw up a 25. So we're going to give that to Judy's. And Derek Williams to the line for two off the back iron. No good on the first. Second shot coming with 19 seconds to go. And Williams shoots. And time he is true. He's got three tonight. 17 seconds left. Not sure what kind of pressure Westgate's going to try and if they're going to try and push it. Again, you got some kids who haven't had a lot of playing time who might be looking to get into the book. Three-pointer is up near side, no good. 2 seconds left, and that'll end the game. They did put a shot up at the end, but I don't think it was good. Pretty sure it was waved off. 66-50, the score, the final score, 66-50. We'll take a timeout, back with the scoring recap when we return in just a bit.
This is Coach Brent Indest. Join me weekdays at 7:10 a.m. to 8:15 for Bayou Sports. We will discuss the hot topics of the day, and I look forward to taking your calls to discuss Bayou Sports. Brought to you by Action Specialties, Schwing Insurance, Hike, Menville, Grubbs, and Dalbor. L.A. Classic Roofing, the official roofing contractor of Bayou Sports. Quarter Tavern, Arsenal Ford, Gritic Electric, Iberia Sports and Rehab, and Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Once again, join me weekday mornings at 7:10 for Bayou Sports.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Louisiana.
This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
Now, back to the stadium on Kane 107.5.
And we do welcome you back here on Kane. The good news is Westgate outscored St. Thomas More in the last three periods. The bad news, though, St. Thomas More outscored Westgate 19-2 to begin this ballgame to end that first period. 66-50. The final, real quick, scoring totals. Mason Guillory leading all scorers with 18, including 2 of 2 from the free throw line. And he had 4 three-point buckets. 10-point night for Christian Landry, 1 of 2 from the line. 7-point night from Thomas Cuvion, 0 of 1 from the line. 1 of 2 from the line for Peyton Pratt, his only score. Hayes Regard had a bucket. 4-point night for Manuel Willis, 2 of 2 from the line. 9-point night for Michael Mutaw. 1 3-pointer there. Dominic Jenkins, field goal. Chad Jones, a 3-pointer for his only score. Nicholas Beckwith, 2 points there late in the game. 4-point night for Pat Doherty, over 2 from the line. And Evan Savoy with 2 points. And also a 2-point night for Sam Judy's. For Westgate, their leading scorer, Danny Lewis, 15 points, 4 of 6 from the line, 1 3-point bucket. And 14 points from Kiki Joseph, all in the second half. 1 of 2 from the free throw line. 3 threes late in the game when they were trying to rally. Derek Williams, 3 points, 1 of 2 from the line. 6 points from Cam Callaghan, 2 3-pointers. Antoine had 3 field goals for his 6 points. Derek Williams, 3 points, 1 of 2 from the line. If I didn't mention that already, Travin Gardner, 2-point night, 1 field goal, and Bradley Lewis, the senior, 0 of 2 from the line. So once again, that'll do it. As mentioned earlier, girls varsity, St. Thomas More, 47-28 winners. JV, 51-41. St. Thomas More defeated the Westgate boy JV team. And now St. Thomas More completes the sweep, beating the men of Westgate, the varsity team, 66-50. Join me tomorrow morning, Breakfast Club, then Bayou Sports, AK after Bayou Sports, and back with Tesh Matters tomorrow beginning at 10. And our next high school basketball game, a week from tonight, Lauraville hosting Generette. Appreciate our sponsors, Iberia Medical Center, McDonald's, Coca-Cola of New Iberia Lafayette, and the Quarter Tavern. And, of course, we appreciate the efforts of our studio engineer, Blanc Bayrard, getting the job done at our palatial downtown studios. Once again, our unhappy final, 66-50. Westgate falls at home to St. Thomas More. They'll host H.L. Bourgeois coming up on Friday night.